Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Phoenix Rebirth. This file will tell you one of the legends, as this story cannot be told by one voice. Stories of the Phoenix, the mythological legendary creature, are many, and like the Phoenix itself, these stories, they grow, they burn, they turn to ashes and are retold again, slightly different. It might be that any time you listen to this, the story will sound a little different to you, and this is completely normal. The Phoenix is a curious creature, as it is one of the few that sacrifices itself to begin anew. You might not know everything about it, and you might not understand why it does so. Of course, you are here, so that means you are willing to listen. So let me tell you a story. It begins with a flame, a tiny spark in the darkness, no more than a single feather of light. A flame, beautifully red and yellow, flickering in the darkness. The Phoenix is more than just a single feather. It is a bird, one that can fly incredibly high, floating and gliding on its own lift, because it burns the air around it. It glows in the night sky, and it can be almost invisible when flying in front of the sun. It is free. It is a bird that flies so free because it is completely independent of the flow of air around it. Since it creates its own temperature and pressure differentials, a flap of its wings decides the nature around it. It is incredibly powerful and strong, and yet also vulnerable. Few phoenixes would dare to go into the rain. Fortunately, if such dark clouds dare to appear, they can either seek shelter or fly high above it, letting the darkness pass as no more than a shadow beneath them. And it's actually interesting that a shadow is one thing the Phoenix rarely displays. Very, very sometimes, if you're lucky, you might see a shimmer of a shadow passing by. But most of the time, they are rarely seen. As bright and impossibly magnificent as they are, they are also very subtle and quiet in their ways. And they, when they want to adapt, change, or move forward, they have to sacrifice themselves. See, when a phoenix lays an egg, that egg cannot hatch by itself. It needs heat, and not just any. It needs the passionate, the strong, powerful burning of a phoenix life. And that burning isn't just a moment in time. It is when the phoenix passes on the best of itself, the strongest of its ideas, the most passionate of its memories and emotions onto the egg. Inside, the light will etch new memories to be had for the future, new feelings to be explored, ideas of places to visit, and left behind are the ashes, the old, the things that are no longer needed. A crack, a tiny shard of light, a beautiful shimmering of something new will be born from this egg. The phoenix will rise again, and who it will become and how it reinvents itself is up to this new rebirth, this creature whose heart is strong, is ready to break through the shell and let its light shine upon the world like the phoenix before it. It has the heart of the champion. Nothing can stand in its way, especially in these first few moments. This victory, this rebirth, the brightness of it would blind anyone watching. And once those wings are spread, a giant beat, like a heartbeat, carries it away on the winds it creates. Left behind are the ashes, pieces of the shell. It shed away the old. It left behind what was no longer needed. And it became stronger once again. The phoenix has this cycle. It needs this cycle, the frequency of which is unique for every single one. For some, it may be tens of years, for others, mere days. Who knows when it is time to move on, to carry through the good and leave behind that which is no longer needed. Light, feathers of light, each of them part of what came before it, and yet also new. The phoenix will rise again. It will go through rebirth and reinvention. Who it will become, what it will be, only time can tell. All I know is that when this story was told to me, I couldn't help but smile. There have always been some ashes left behind, some of them valuable, others discarded. And yet, always treasured for who they helped the phoenix to become. Perhaps this is no more than a story, a myth that echoes through time. And as I tell it, it will begin.